I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The bags are checked in and you board the plane, hardly able to contain the excitement. The plane takes off and you're all set to take up the challenge of starting your new life, yet again in a new world, a new country. You're back to square one and you have your fingers crossed for making the best out of this whole new chance at starting over. The first week of your life abroad is weird, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. The goodbyes are not as hard as we thought they would be. The excitement of the dream finally coming true sort of takes over the anxiety and sorrow of leaving behind your friends, family, home, and all things you hold so close to yourself. This time with my move, it was just me all by myself. I had an Airbnb for a week and I had an Uber booked, but no plans, no promises, no certainty. Just hope, determination and faith to make things work for myself. The hardest part of the whole process of resettling in a new country is beating the loneliness. Back home, you're never alone or lonely. You have your parents, your friends, your siblings, your cousins, the whole package. And if none of them are around, you still know everyone from your neighbors to your local vegetable vendors, your barbers and street food wale bhaiyas, all the familiar faces in all your familiar places. That's what one means when one is referring to comfort zones. You leave that and you come to a strange land. Even though you understand and process everything that's going on around you, it's all unfamiliar, and getting used to that while having no one and nothing you know around you, that's the challenge. In all my moves, my first weeks of resettling have always been challenging. I'm a people's person and I love to have my folks around me. I need someone to have meaningful face-to-face conversations and I need to engage with people. When you land all by yourself and know absolutely no one in that place, the biggest challenge is dealing with that situation. You may or may not have a job yet. You might still be looking for an apartment and you might still be trying to figure things out. That's all the uncertainties in the world times 100, and it is very easy to get lost. Feelings of isolation and loneliness can get the best of you. The key I have learned is to keep going. Whether you're living in an apartment or in a hotel room, pushing yourself out of bed is the first step. Get dressed and just step out. Become a tourist. Google places to see in the city and visit each and every one of them. Get on social media. Social media, as empty and ironic as it sounds, can be your best friend when you know no real people around you and you're trying to just make friends and get to know a place. Find something fun to do, something that you can share on social media. sometimes creating an illusion of having fun can actually translate a little bit to reality. Finding opportunities for human interaction are very rare when you're in a new place and you don't really know anyone. They say the bigger the city, the lonelier it can get. You can't just keep going on walking around in malls or museums and hope to meet new people. You're obviously not gonna stop people on the street and introduce yourself to them. That's creepy. So go to places where you can have a meaningful interaction. Go to a local pub and watch a sport. Talk to your Uber driver and see if he can suggest you a place to meet more people. Find a Groupon or a meetup around you, or just find a temple or a church, a place of worship or a community center where you can meet more people like yourself. I look for opportunities to know the true soul, the true character of the city I'm in. There are several conventional and even more unconventional ways to do that. If you're an extrovert and love talking to people, get on a random train or a bus and get yourself away from the tourist traps. Go to a local bar or a coffee shop within the city and ask the locals what makes their city special. If you aren't that much into talking to strangers, go to a bookshop and read the work of local authors. Visit art galleries and check out what local artists have to share. Even if you're planning on just being in bed, check out YouTube or local TV channels and see what is out there. Is there a movie shot in the city you're living in? Is there a song that you hear a lot when you go around? Look for little pieces of the puzzle and you'll be able to build a beautiful story about the city that was once a complete stranger but now has started to become an acquaintance. You're in a new place, a new culture, and don't know anyone around. It's true culture chaos in your mind. Enjoy the state of chaos. When you go to a new place, you want to assimilate. Pull out old notes. Find places that you have always wanted to see and things that you have always wanted to do. Ditch that GPS and get on a bus. Go where it takes you. On the weekends, I spend considerable hours on the bus just looking around the city. I go as far as the bus takes me and then get on another route to explore another neighborhood. When you find your way back from these tours, you slowly start absorbing the city geographically. If you're a foodie, explore the food scene and just start assimilating with the local culture. It is easier said than done, but this is the perfect way to embrace a new place. Assimilation is key. But so is staying close and connected to your roots. I always get back to things that comfort me at the end of the day. Whether it's a long phone conversation with my friends and family back home, or eating a dish that I'm familiar with and that comforts me. Whether it is watching an old Bollywood movie, or just placing a photograph of a loved one on my bedside table. It's about balancing the new with a little bit of the old and just getting through the first few weeks. Because then, the new city will embrace you and you will find a new sense of belonging here too. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every Tuesday where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.